just exhausted yourself.
Yeah.
God, I remember you talking about this kind of overexertion. Remember Frank Chimansky? You're the man who succeeded in Auditor General. He got into some trouble that way. He was going to 4-hour nights and he collapsed. You know, the big ham-handed professional football player.
Yeah.
You remember him?
Oh, sure. I remember Frank Lowe.
He had a collapse in there somewhere.
Did he?
Yes, he did. In the job of Auditor General. But I keep interrupting here.
I went back and checked with my doctor in Flint about what he thought about this job, which would obviously put me in political office, where I had to get on the chicken circuit, you know, and chicken beef circuit. And he said, well, I don't know, I think it might be a good change for you. So I didn't have him to dodge behind. So I thought about it for a few days, and I said, okay. And that's when I was appointed by Williams to be Auditor General. I just had to run in the 1960 election to succeed myself, which I did, and I was elected in the 60 election. And then in 61, and this is how I came to the court. We had all kinds of jokes about the court. Everybody was ambitious, all the attorneys general, and a lot of the people were ambitious. Whenever there was a vacancy on the Supreme Court, anybody in the Williams administration, close to it, to some other places, I suppose, had the ambition to go on the court.
Yeah,
I didn't.
You did not?
I did not.
Even after this advance?
No. I wasn't.
Couldn't you see that right up ahead?
No, I couldn't. No, I couldn't. As a matter of fact, my focus always was on getting my service over and going back to Flint.
Oh.
And of course, the longer I was away, the dimmer that became. But I had originally intended to go for a couple of years.
You never took your residence out of Flint, did you? Even when you're on the court, you stayed in Flint, didn't you?
That was a time when I decided that the commuting was too much. And when I came to the court, I thought that I'd better take a chance and move into Lansing. That was when I came to Lansing. To move to Lansing was in the early part of 62, after I had been appointed to the court. But the story of how I have to be appointed to the court is a classic one. I really think so.
Good. Let's hear it.
I'm Auditor General. I have run with John Swainson 1960 elections, and others, of course. And this is in the fall of 61, and Talbot Smith, who had just been appointed federal judge, was leaving the Michigan Supreme Court. And we were joking around in the administrative board sessions, after the sessions before, particularly Sandy Brown and I, who had a great rapport. We used to kid about it. Sandy would say,